were Trump to abandon the economic war. However, he would get a ton of flack from both sides of the aisle in Congress. The commentariat would scream appeasement. Oh, I love that word. Oh, we could use a big heaping heppin' of appeasement. In Washington's lobby land, we'd be back to 1938 in a flash. Does the president of the United States have the gumption to resist that tired line? Now, he says, I hope so. We better all hope so. Now, let me go back to think about what the Iranians, if they did it, did this past weekend. What did they do? Properly analyzed. They basically said, this enemy of ours, Saudi Arabia, right, is in cahoots and alliances with this other big enemy of ours that we never declared as an enemy, but they declared us as an enemy, America. And our people are suffering as a result of it and are demanding that we do something about it. Now, what can we do? We can't take out, take on a war with the American army or with the American navy. So what can we do? Well, we can push back against this by cutting off some of the oil supply that the Saudi Arabians are using to generate the cash that they're buying American armaments with. Now, it was a destruction of property, but it was not a taking of life. Or if there was a taking of life, it wasn't like us lobbing 50 Tomahawk missiles into Syria a couple years back. There's this, right, or taking out an entire island with carpet bombing, as we did. Well, we got some intelligence that there were some Johnny Jihadis on that island. So judge, jury, executioner, just go ahead and kill them all, right? Aren't we so wonderful, high and mighty, and filled with piety and righteousness, right? So what the Iranians did, you could say, was strategic, number one, and number two was actually, considering what it is that the United States has done to them, pretty timid. It's pretty modest. It's one way of saying, because think about what does Saudi Arabia, what does Saudi Arabia produce for its income outside of oil? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. What does Saudi Arabia produce outside of oil for its income? Mike, they don't produce nothing. That's right.
0.0.
They produce absolutely nothing. So if you start taking oil production facilities out, where's Saudi Arabia going to get the money that it owes to Boeing that it borrowed from a loan that it made because it thought it was going to sell 6 million barrels of oil per day? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. It is an unbelievable, totally avoidable, as Daniel Larrison keeps writing at the American Conservative Magazine website, totally avoidable. This situation is entirely avoidable. And now a couple of hundred million people's lives are going to be directly or indirectly impacted by this. And it didn't have to happen. This is the bitch of all this. It didn't, and it still doesn't have to happen. 844-527-8723 is our call in line telephone number. 844-5-CRUSADE. I want to see what the little climate heroine